So we are now here by the toilets, the toilet block, with one of the official scrubbers, Sarah. Hello, darling.
Good morning.
How the devil are you?
Pretty good. Not too bad.
Not too bad, not too bad. Your gloves are remarkably beautiful. They go right up to your nip-nips. What's going on here? What are you doing?
Well, someone seems to have got some stuff around the rim of the toilet and blocked the toilet. So I have what we call deep joys on because they come quite a long way up your arm to stop you getting dirty arms.
So you're going that far? You're literally kamikazing into places where you shouldn't?
Definitely, yes. I really shouldn't be going into these places, but there's no choice. In our job, we do what is demanded of us.
How on earth did you get this job? How stupid were you? How drunk were you on anything untoward?
Well, the father-in-law is the site service manager, and therefore the boyfriend was going to be coming. I don't think I have much choice in the matter.
There is the simple word of no.
Yeah, I could have done, but it's a scouting and guiding, so you kind of have to.
Okay, and why do you have a mini you over there on the of golf cart thing? Whom is that? Has he been a bad boy?
No, this is Dan, and he joined site services 5 years ago when he was still a cub, and he's decided it's so much fun he would come back and clean more toilets.
The fool. I may pounce on him in a moment and shove this microphone up his nostril. I'll do that. You go and play with your untoward malarkey dirtiness, and I'm now going to try and not swallow a wasp while I come across. Hello, Dan, how are you?
All right, thank you, yeah, good.
Why would someone like you, here on camp, trying to enjoy themselves, decide to play with toilets?
I'm not really sure.
Is it free?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So basically, you sell your soul to the scrubbing team, and you can come and play.
Yeah.
So what part of the camp did you like the most? What part of the camp do you despise the most?
Well, not sure. I like most things. The worst thing is probably delving into the toilets with deep joys on.
They do look like they are some fun.
Definitely.
Quite kinky in some respects. I don't know. Is this a certain thing? Are you allowed to be around such kinkiness?
Yeah.
Is this truly, you know, had someone actually risk assess this, letting young boys near kinky things?
Don't know.
Is this conversation going a little bit too far? I'm going to walk away from Dan before it becomes a serious issue of, you haven't even scrubbed it yet, love. What are you doing? You've just smeared it. Oh, it's blocked now. Oh, right. Okay. Who are you and what do you do, sir?
I'm Andy and I'm bog cleaning crew as well.
Okay, but you haven't, you seem to be demoted. You don't have the nip-nip glove thing, dip joy thing, whatever it's called.
Well, I think of it as promotion, as I don't have to go deep diving.
You've got that kind of disappointed face on.
No, it was my job yesterday and last night we were here fishing loo rolls out, so I thought I'd let someone else have the opportunity.
That's a beautiful thing. You're in fact, too kind. Sharing. Yes, that's love. I've suddenly got a warm, fuzzy feeling.
It's that wonderful friendship we have here in Scouting. We let everyone experience the joys of bog fishing.
So dare I ask, what's the worst thing you've found so far in one of these Cooper Cowls?
Nothing too bad. We've, Coke cans, we've had toilet rolls, we've had hand towels. Yes, other ladies' products, but nothing we wouldn't expect to find.
Okay. Well, there's nowhere else to put the ladies' products, I've noticed.
Well, the thing is, it's more the quantity of the products that are going down the loo at the same time. So a little bit of loo roll at a time is fine.
Well, sorry, I'm so concerned about the amount a certain lady is bleeding. Surely she should go to first aid or something. That sounds dangerous.
Maybe the ladies are better answer that one rather than you or I.
Yeah. Ladies. Hello, Sarah. Right. Should someone who's bleeding that much go to first aid?
No, because in a month you only have like about a tablespoon come out. It's not that bad.
I know, that's what I thought. But if they're having so many products, they need so many, surely that's a concern.
No, it's fine. We're okay, we're good.
Okay, so we've... Thank you very much indeed, everybody. I'm now going to jog on before you slap me. Thank you very much. See you later. edit, we don't do editing on this show. See you later.